It's so easy to request a service from all telephone companies in Spain. It's easy to request for thousands of services. If you want to cancel one, you'll have to make a big effort because it's impossible somehow.
During the past years, the big telecommunication companies didn't want to compete with each other, but now they have conquered the market. Movistar, Vodafone and Orange have succeeded to use tactics that led no determined tariffs for the cell phones. They use tactics that today there's no control on their fraud. They caused an unfortunate law to be established, a law which doesn't protect the consumer rights. When a consumer is blemished or his service is cut off, no big compensation is paid. The government never pays attention to this problem, both the central government and the autonomous community. They can protect the consumer right and fine the big companies, but they never do so.
Me llamo María. He sido estafada por Vodafone.
My name is Maria. Vodafone ripped me off. We were their victims. They sent messages to my son's cell phone, and they took €1.20 for each, plus the surplus value. Message after message, every minute, every 5 minutes, all the day, message after the other, until the bill sum was €500. Within the message, they sent a video, a game or an image, and the child, not knowing about it, accepts the conditions. I always pay the cost of my calls, my own calls. I've never answered these messages. Since then, they cut off our line without informing me. Nothing. They cut all the four lines. It's been 5 months that we don't have a telephone. And the store is nearby. It's shameful. They don't answer me in the store, just by phone. Yes, you call them and each time a different person answers who doesn't know about our problem. We have to explain everything for him again. He asks a national code from me and there are four phone lines. They hold you half an hour or 45 minutes in the line and play music for you, and at the end no one answers. I have complained against your company and the file is proceeded. You can't take all the four telephone lines from me. Never. Who are you to tell me such a thing?
A few months ago, Vodafone promised Maria that if she pays half the debts, they would activate her line. Not only did they not activate it, they're now threatening her.
They tell me that we'll have achievement, that we are right and must be strong.
In the situations when a child constantly sends messages to TV programs and games, the telecommunication company can't cut off your line. They can block your message system, but they don't have the permission to cut off your line. Until there's no decree is issued, they can cut off your line. Neither can they block your message system. When a decree is issued and you're obliged to pay, they can cut off your line. As to this debt list, before the cutoff threats, they should improve that you're in debt.
The major income of companies who give premium rate services comes from swindling the consumer. We complained against these companies who were swindling the consumers, and the central government just cut off their lines. That was 1 year after our complaint. And when these lines were surely not working, they didn't even find them. A company can earn hundreds of euros from such swindles without causing itself any problem.
The problem is that the companies cheat a lot. If the consumer pays no attention and doesn't complain, much better. The consumer must be attentive and never pay surplus costs.
My name is Gabriel Cebrián.
My name is Gabriel Faberian. We're a small company using the cell phone. We have 15 lines. One day, an agent of Movistar came to us. He offered us good suggestions. Movistar told us that if we cancel Vodafone services, they'll give us 1,500 euros as a fine. It's been about 4 years that we're using their services, but no one paid us any fine. The last consular, who examined our case, I believe, was more realistic than the others. He told me, if you don't have a script according to which Movistar must pay you, I can't do anything for you. Movistar doesn't accept any responsibility, so I have no evidence to fight them. They always tell you, wait a few moments, but they hold you for 10 minutes on the line. In small companies like ours, I do 28 different jobs. Our job is not only to take care of the phone problems, we have other affairs. I don't have the time to deal with telecommunication companies who don't fulfill their contracts.
Movistar is a pioneer company, both in telephone and mobile consumer number. It is also one of the precursors in swindling, as well as Vodafone. These two companies are famous for their bad behavior with the consumers. I buy a service and they give me no discount. But when I want to cancel my service 10 days later, I should pay a fine. That's illegal. Their promises that if you use our services, we'll give you discount are also illegal. Most of the time, the cancelling fine is much more than the discount amount.
Hello, my name is Paula. I'm having a problem with my dentist clinic against which I complained. Unfortunately, I fell into their trap. Everything started with a simple surgery that cost 200 or 300 euros. Ultimately, solving the problem that they caused to my mouth cost me 11,000 euros. These are the mistakes they made. They installed a veneer for me. They pulled all my incisor teeth, so I had no teeth to cut my food with. Then, when they understood that they'd made a mistake, they took out one of my bridges. To do this, they had to do an implant. There were two unsuccessful implants. In order to do one of the implants, they had to open my gingival, relating to the gums, and plant a bone that they had brought from somewhere else, so that they could do an implant 2 months later. The same dentist who did the surgery told me to go and continue this at his clinic. He took out an old tooth implant, thread pitch, but unfortunately it broke. I came in for one tooth. Oh my God, they damaged all the upper part of my mouth. I always tried to believe that they would fix the damage they'd caused to my mouth. They kept reassuring me again and again, don't worry, he's a very good dentist. With this new dentist, we'll solve the problem, Paula. Don't you worry. I came here for one thing, but they scammed me out of 11,000 euros. I suffered for 6 months, and during this time, I was asking myself, what's happened to my mouth? They should ask for a loan from a financial institution to compensate me for all these years. In fact, it's their duty to do so. They guaranteed the work. I remember I once told Ms. Marr, the clinic manager, give me back my money, Marr. You've made a fool out of me. She said, don't worry, you can pay in installments. When I think about it now, I realize that they weren't a financial provider, because if they were, they wouldn't tell me to pay in installments. Anyways, I found out that they deceived me again, so I approached Unidental, an institution for patient protection.
We have a patient attendance department which handles the disputes. They listen to the both sides and find a final solution, which is in favor of both, the patient and the clinic. They also handle the patient's demands.
One day I called the clinic, as I had thousands of times before. They told me that they wouldn't pay me anything, that they wouldn't do anything for me because they didn't know what to do with my case. That's all. Good luck. In such a situation, the only thing one can do is to see an attorney to file suit. Some professional attorneys told me that I would win the case. But I don't want to risk my money again. I can't let them continue to try to deceive me.
Ya no me arriesgo a que me engañen más.
Una vez the que patient signs a contract according to which he would pay monthly. The dental surgery doesn't have the desired result. That is to say that the result is not what this patient expected and he must have more surgeries. But he must repay all the money he has borrowed from the institution. That's not true. Consulting another expert, another doctor, the patient must confer to judicial figures. They would repay him all the costs he paid. Besides, they would compensate him for the mental damage.
Soy Concha Goyanes, soy actriz.
I'm Concha Goyanes. I'm an artist. When I married Maximo Martin Ferrer, he was a director, an actor and a businessman. He employed me in his company and we lived well and happy. We worked a lot and we had a beautiful country house with a garden. When my husband got sick, we couldn't continue our artistic job. We decreased our work little by little until we lost this heaven, we lost our magnificent house. We bought the house in 1990. Its price was 30 million pesetas. We paid 20 million, but in 2000, after 10 years of installation payments, they took the house from me. While my husband was sick, they took the house from us. I had only 20 euros in hand and my account current was empty. My sister paid for my husband's funeral ceremony. Well, it was my house, our theatre institute. We used to practice there, to live there, but Caja Madrid took it from me. This bankier took some, and the rest was taken by Kurt Engels. It was 1994 or 95 when we decided to buy stocks with 1 million pesetas value. In 2009, they called me to play in the series Arayan in Christmas, and I was so happy. I went to ATM machine to get some money. Although I had a good salary, I recognized that there was no money in my account. They told me, "Oh, we didn't tell you. According to a judge order, 1% of your salary is blocked."
Apparently, except a house under bank mortgage, Concha's husband left her another thing, a debt to Kurt Engels, whose default interest accumulated and 15 years later entangled Concha without her knowledge.